Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now back to Ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Peter Meyer back on the show. Peter is a 15, coming up on 16-year member of our Brain Trust, founder and principal at the Meyer Group, author of two outstanding books, Warp Speed Growth, and one of my favorites still after all these years, Creating and Dominating New Markets. He's our good friend Peter Meyer. Welcome back.
It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you very much.
Good to have you back. One of the great business consultants of our time. Ladies and gentlemen, Peter, you want to use the current event going on right now to talk about some lessons you and I can learn, don't you?
Yes, although I'm interested in what the outcome is going to be at the end of the day today. That's not really the topic for what I'm thinking about right now. As you and I have talked, what I think I want to do is look at what we can learn from how the really large consumer campaigns were run in the past year. Mm-hmm. And what we can learn for our own businesses to help them grow better.
All right.
I think there's some specific lessons we can play with.
Let's start.
All right. So the first thing that comes to mind is that you really want to check your data even after you've made your decision. Very often it's easy for us to say, okay, yeah, I think I have the facts, I'm going to make a decision, I'm just going to let it go, right? Put on autopilot. That might work. It might not work. We're learning all kinds of stuff as we get into today about who shy voters are or are not. Whether that Bradley effect really happened. We're learning from early voting, which we know the campaigns are checking. We learn from early voting that the proportion of people from various groups that we expected is not happening. It's happening differently.
Hmm.
And we're talking about the ability now to make one large gamble, which is how to run a campaign sometimes, or make one large business gamble. If you just let it go without paying attention, small things that change in your data can change your outcome. You really can't ignore the numbers.
And is this an argument for testing an approach, testing an idea, testing a product or a service, testing it, maybe even a couple of simultaneous tests? Is that an argument for that? To see what kind of responses you get?
Absolutely, you're right. It's also an argument for continuous testing. Not just doing it once, but staying in close touch with your consumer base,
mm-hmm.
so that
you test two or three, one is the right one. You go to market with that, and you have success with it. But you're saying, don't leave it alone. Continue to test it. Maybe bring up a fourth one later on, and see how it stacks up.
Keep on checking your assumptions to make sure the data isn't changing because the consumers aren't moving away from you to something else.
Well, and see, this is what's going on right now. As you know, Peter, the expectations of customers are moving almost at light speed, and they're moving around. I mean, especially older members of the marketplace are becoming more tech savvy. I mean, they've got different expectations now.
I believe there's a really good book called The Age of the Customer that explains that really well.
Well, it's true. Those expectations are – thank you for that. But those expectations, that's what – to me, this is the essence of what your wisdom here, Peter, is because there was a time when customer expectations might not have changed in their lifetime. And now they change almost from product to product cycle to product cycle.
And even inside this set of campaigns, we've seen exactly that happen just in a period of months with the Bradley effect or the shy voter effect, where all of a sudden the people we assumed were shy voters are less likely to be shy voters, and mm-hmm. people who we'd never assumed were shy voters are becoming shy voters. Your data is challenged unless you continue. Your data is challenged. You just need to continue to check it.
Look at what's happening. Look at what's happening to politics. I mean, there was a time not that long ago when, heck, I think the Carter advisors knew he was going to lose the middle of October. I mean, they in those days they could dial in an expectation that early. Now it's minute by minute almost, isn't it?
Things change so rapidly. They change so rapidly. And part of the reason they change so rapidly, if you don't mind me moving to the second point, is that we tend to run business campaigns and political campaigns based on the immediate response on an emotional basis as opposed to based on what we're offering of value. So we tend, in this campaign especially, we've tended to define our candidates by their competition,
mm-hmm.
not by the value they bring to the table.
And I want to come, we come back after this break, I want to come back to this, because this is really huge, folks. Mm-hmm. There was a time when you did okay if you tracked yourself against your competition, but that's not the first thing on folks' mind these days. And we're going to get Peter to help us with this some more after these messages. MeyerGroup.com, MeyerGRP.com, 2010. I'm Jim Blassen here. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.